unrequited robs me of my rest. Love, hopeless love, my ardent soul encumbers. Love, nightmare-like, lies heavy on me chest and weaves itself into my midnight slumbers. When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and repose is tabooed by anxiety, I conceive you may use any language you choose to indulge in without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the bedclothes conspire of usual slumber to plunder you. First the counterpane goes and uncovers your toes, then your sheet slips demurely from under you. The blanketing tickles, you feel like mixed pickles, so terribly sharp is the pricking. You're hot and you're cross and you tumble and toss till there's nothing twixt you and the ticking. Then the bedclothes all creep to the ground in a heap and you pick them all up in a tangle. Next your pillow resigns and politely declines to remain at its usual angle. Well, you get some repose in the form of a doze with hot eyeballs and head ever aching, but your slumbering teems with such horrible dreams that you'd very much better be waking. For you dream you are crossing the channel and tossing about in a steamer from Harwich, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small second-class carriage. And you're giving a treat, penny ice and cold meat, to a party of friends and relations. They're a ravenous horde and they all came on board of Sloane Square and South Kensington stations. And bound on that journey you find your attorney, who started that morning from Devon. He's a bit undersized and you don't feel surprised when he tells you he's only 11. Well, you're driving like mad with this singular lad. By the by, the ship's now a four-wheeler, and you're playing round games and he calls you bad names when you tell him the ties pay the dealer. Well, this you can't stand, so you throw up your hand and you find you're as cold as an icicle. In your shirt and your socks, the black silk with gold clocks, crossing Salisbury Plain on a bicycle. And he and the crew are on bicycles too, which they've somehow or other invested in. And he's telling the tars all the particulars of a company he's interested in. It's a scheme of devices to get at low prices all goods from cough mixtures to cables, which tickle the sailors by treating retailers as though they were all vegetables. You get a good spaceman to plant a small tradesman, first take off his boots with a boot tree. His legs will take root and his fingers will shoot, and they'll blossom and bud like a fruit tree. From the greengrocer tree you get grapes and green pea, cauliflower, pineapple and cranberries. The pastry cook plant cherry brandy will grant, apple puffs and three corners and bamberries. The shares are a penny and ever so many are taken by Rothschild and Baring. And just as a few were allotted to you, you awake with a shudder despairing. You're a regular wreck with a crick in your neck, and no wonder you snore, for your head's on the floor and you've needles and pins in your soles to your shins. Your flesh is a creep and your left leg's asleep, and you've cramp in your toes and a fly on your nose, some fluff in your lung and a feverish tongue, and a thirst is intense and a general sense that you haven't been sleeping in clover. But the darkness has passed and it's daylight at last. The night has been long, ditto, ditto, my song. And thank goodness they're both of them over.
That was the great Martin Green, spelled M-A-R-T-Y-N, with the Nightmare Song from Iolanthe, the Pier in the Perry. I think that was from about 1953. Before that, Los Jardineros and Demonio, Possessed by the Devil, from 1931. This is WHCL FM 88.7 in Clinton, New York, at the beautiful Hamilton College. And I am sitting in this week. I am Count Vlad Radiola, sitting in for Andy Sr., who is, as always, under the weather. But this week, he decided not to show up. So I have taken his transfers, and I am doing my best with them. Here are some nice transfers from some recent acquisitions and some maybe not so recent. All from 78's Shellac Biscuits. Now this is scary. You thought the nightmare song was scary. You stay up all night, you can't get to sleep. You've got to get up and go to work. Oh boy. Suppose you live in North Utica and your lawn doesn't look right. That's scary if you're in North Utica. Oh. Oh my God. The original Memphis Five. The grass is always greener. From 1924.
Thank you. I gotta go where you are. If it's wrong or right, I gotta go where you are. I'll roam through the dismal swampland searching for you. Cause if you are lost there, let me be there too. Through the smoke and flame, I gotta go where you are. For no place could be too far where you are. I gotta go where you
to go where you are.
Whether it's here or whether it's there, I want to be there wherever you are.
If it's wrong, all right, I got to go where you
Hello,
are.
Hello, Chloe. What are you knowing?
I just got back from a vaudeville showing.
I roam through the dismal swampland searching for you. Cause if you are lost there, let me be there. Smoke and flame, I've got to go where you are.
Thunder, lightning, shower, snow, when I hear the call, I gotta go!
For no place can be too far where you are. Ain't no chains can bind you. And if you live, I'll find you. Love is calling me. I got to go where you are. Ain't no chains can bind you. And if you do, I'm gonna find you, my pretty river. Love is calling me.
Hello? You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
Same guy.
I've got to go where you are.
That Spike Jonze is so funny. It's scary. Oh, I'm scared. Oh. I could never be that funny in a million, zillion years, no. And I've got time, though, I'll try, you know. And that was from 1945, Spike Jonze and his City Slickers with their take on Chloe. Before that, the All-Star Orchestra with a rather interesting arrangement of Chloe and all that. Yes, it's, yeah, walking around in that swamp with all the smoke and, oh, God, oh, no, I couldn't, it's too disorienting. That's from 1928. Starting with "The grass is always greener in the other fellow's yard." And that's what you tell a North Utican to drive him crazy. From the original Memphis Five in 1924. And it's been said, I just got an email on the web. It says, I moonlight as Triumph the Comic Insult Dog. I say, no, I do this year-round. As a matter of fact, I just flew in from Palo Alto, and boy, are my arms tired. And now, Waring's Pennsylvanians. Oh, this is really scary. This is scary stuff. Are you afraid? Clowns. Oh, my God. Clowns. They're scariest things on earth with those faces and, you know, those big shoes. Yes, they creep me out, man. From 1928. Laugh, clown, laugh.
Something inside is grieving, laugh, clown, laugh. Don't let your heart grow too mellow. Just be a real punchinello, fellow. You're supposed to brighten up a place and laugh, clown, laugh. Paint a lot of smiles around your face and laugh, clown, don't frown. Just in your best alayuba, be a pagliaccio and laugh, clown, laugh.
fiend that keeps haunting me. All night long it rambles on through my brain, till I'm near insane. It's a most peculiar tune, like some old colored mammy's croon. I can't seem to leave behind that haunting refrain. It's a ghost of the St. Louis blues. Oh, it follows me around like a thief in the dark. Hark, hear it now, it's a ghost of the St. Louis blues. Lord, that haunting strain is just like a piece of bad news. When midnight shadows creep, I hear that ghostly music moan. It means the end of sleep to give a thousand saxophones. Sob and groan, I hear you see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Oh, no. Cause that gal I love done went and left the town. That's the tune that I never can lose. For it's everywhere, the ghost of the St. Louis Blues.
London, largest life,
largest life,
the ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, I declare,
he declares.
Poor Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife,
King Henry's wife,
until he made the headsman Bob her heir.
Bob her heir.
Ah, yes, he did her wrong long years ago.
Long years ago.
And she comes up at night to tell him so.
So, so, so.
With her head
tucked
underneath her arm she walks the bloody tower, with her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for.
What for?
Gadzooks, she's going to tell him off for having spilt her gore.
Her gore.
And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread.
Gives a spread.
For all his pals and gals, a ghostly crew.
A ghostly crew.
The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread.
And cuts the bread.
Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do.
To queer the do.
She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry says, don't drop it in the soup.
The soup,
with her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in, and when they've had a few, they shout, his army going to win. They think that it's Red Grange instead of poor old Anne Boleyn, with her head tucked underneath her arm. Along the drafty corridors for miles and miles she goes.
She goes.
She often catches cold, poor thing, it's cold there when it blows.
It blows.
And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose. With her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm.
That was Cyril Smith with Rudy Valley's Connecticut Yankees. It's a good band. And that was from 1937, from a Bluebird. You could tell the crackles that it was well-loved shellac. Before that, Emmett Miller, The Ghost of the St. Louis Blues, 1929. And got to hear more Emmett Miller with that Eddie Lang in there. Oh, boy. Starting with Waring's Pennsylvanians and Fred. Fred is a scary singer, and that was a scary song. Laugh, clown, laugh. And it's not an irrational fear. You know, you ever see that movie? You know, The Clowns from Outer Space. I don't even want to talk about that. And that was from 1928. That was a long time before the movie, but I think it was in the collective subconscious. Even then. And now, on Radiola, with me, Count Vlad Radiola, for whom the show is named, I continue in the lieu of your usual past with my own take and in his transfers. I've got his transfers and his playlist. And here's Clarence Williams's Jazz Kings. And somebody's going to have one of these soon, no doubt. Not me, because I'm cool. Very cool. Nervous Breakdown.
Thank you.
Jangled Nerves. That was Fletcher Henderson. What a band. What an arrangement. Yes. From 1936. Before that, Frank Trumbauer and his orc. Shivery stomp, and it's a bit chilly, as I say, so if you gals are going out sky-clad tonight, you might want to take a scarf. And, yes, and that was from 1929. Eddie Lang in that. What a guitar. Oh, boy. Yes. And starting with Clarence Williams's Jazz Kings, Nervous Breakdown, also from 29. And now something that's really scary, which I call it's a romantic obsession gone wrong. And did you ever have, you know, you have these things that you, and these people, you know, you get rejected and you still want to drive by their house. And I think it was on Oprah or some one of these shows. Anyway, Bing Crosby sang all the songs about that back in the 30s. And here's the one. This is a scary situation. You really need to get professional help if you're like Bing in this song. I think, yes. Or else you'll get a restraining order and, you don't want that. That's nasty stuff. 1933, I've got to pass your house to get to my house.
It's 6 o'clock, my work is done. My work is done, but my blues have just begun. I've got to pass your house to get to my house. And that's what makes me blue, wondering who is sitting with you and doing the things that I used to do. I have to close my eyes when they meet your eyes, for in your eyes I see no longing for me, just deep sympathy, a message that says it just had to be. I may wander here and there, looking for a thrill someone else can make me care. I think I care until I start to pass your house to get to my house. I swear I'll move away, but then the next day I wake up and say she may change her mind. I guess that I'll stay. I'm funny that way. I'm funny.
Tomorrow, a slave to my sorrow. Can that dreamy stream deliver me from all of my woe? But something inside me keeps answering no. And so, when Mr. Trouble gets in my way, I'll look him square in the eyes and say, shoo, shoo, boogie boo, I'm sick and tired of you. Go pick on somebody new a while, I wanna smile. Shoo, shoo, boogie boo, give me my place in the sun. Show me how fast you can run a mile. I've been so long, oh so long, in the shadows, but now I bid you so long, boy. Your time has come to vamoose, so you can go to the deuce right now.
Keep plodding along. Elbow Satan, how you feel? Get the devil off your heels. Ba da 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 da. Keep your spirit way up high. Look up to the sky. Stand up and shout. That old devil should grab your hand. Here's one thing that he can't stand. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout.
Oh, come on down just a little bit, Joe. Oh, 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 oh,
just how old Satan, how you feel. Get that old devil right off your heels. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout.
Oh, Lord,
shout,
Lord.
Nice. The Boswell Sisters. The devil doesn't like that. What do you mean? I've seen his record collection. They're all over in there. He's got a secret spot for this stuff. And Shout Sister Shout 1931. Before that, Ethel Waters. Shoo Shoo Boogie Boo. That sounds like baby talk. From 1929. Good record. Beginning with Bing Crosby with a serious maladjustment of the personality. I've got to pass your house to get to my house. So rent somewhere and eat some chocolate. That's what I would do. Come on, get drunk. Raise a little hell. And that's appropriate. From 1933. This guy, he did that. He didn't sing about it, but he was no slouch. And so, we continue now, speaking on a theme. On Radiola, I'm Count Vlad Radiola, sitting in for your usual suspect. And I'll tell you, he'll show up later, next week. Much worse for the wear. 1934, Joe Venuti's Blue Four. And this is Satan's Holiday. And you see, he liked jazz too. You know, it's all the devil has all the good tunes. I can't help it. Bill Hicks said so. But this is a good one. Honest.
Thank you.
That was Artie Shaw, Art Shaw on the label, and his orchestra, not his new music, Skeleton in the Closet, The Skeleton in the Closet, or I have written here Skeletons. I guess if there's more than one, you know, they better come out of the closet. Who knows? 1936, it was off an old Crunchy Brunswick. Before that, Joe Venuti's Blue Four, Satan's Holiday. And the old boy sounded, he's pretty lively, pretty spry there in 34. Yes, definitely. And now, what I would say to all of you, which you must accept here on Radiola, with Count Vlad Radiola, for the meantime, if you wish, you may consider this, then. These are all phantoms. They are nothing to be afraid of. What is afraid but fear? And if you are afraid of fear, then you're afraid of nothing, because it's a circular thinking, circular reasoning. So this is my philosophy, and I offer it to you. Here's Freddie Martin's orchestra in 1933. I play this song every day. It really revs me up, and I hope it does the same for you.
Didn't give three figs. Number one was very gay, and he built his house with hay. With a hey hey toot, he blew on his flute, and he played around all day. Number two was fond of jigs, and so he built his house with twigs. Hi diddle diddle, he played on his fiddle and danced with the lady pigs. Number three said, mix on tricks, I will build my house with bricks. He had no chance to sing and dance, 'cause work and play don't mix. Ha ha ha, the two little doolittle pigs just winked and laughed. Ha ha, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Tra la 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 la. The day when fate did frown, and the wolf flew into town. With a gruff pop pop, he popped just enough, and the hay house fell right down.
one and two are scared to death of the big bad wolfie's breath. By the hair of your chinny chin, I'll blow you in. And the twig house answered yes. No one left but number three to save the piglet family. When they knocked, he fast unlocked and said, come in with me. Now they all were safe inside, and the bricks heard Wolfie's cry. So he slid down the chimney, and oh, by Jimmy, in the fire he was fried.
Ha, ha, ha.